Isn't it amazing when someone is confronted with evidence like this phony Clark Rockefeller, all of a sudden he's starting to remember his past, that he comes from Germany and, well, he's got a whole boatload of trouble. We have poor Kaylee Anthony missing in Florida, and now the psychics are driving around aimlessly trying to find her. Poor Natalie Holloway is still missing in Aruba. Joran van der Sloot is running around trying to do whatever he does. Everything seems to be going to hell in a handbasket, or is it? All I can tell you is that most days everything seems fine in the world, except when you see cases like this. Kaylee Anthony, Natalie Holloway, Jennifer Kessie, I could go on and on and on. The system we have is a pretty good one. You see people like Cooey that takes Jessica Marie Lunsford's life. We look for mandatory minimum sentences. We look for judges and DAs and police officers to do their jobs. We look for reporters and news people to report, not be skeptical and not be the do-all, end-all answer for everything. I turn on a television show to see what someone has to say and give their opinion. We see cable news giving 24/7 coverage of darn near anything. But then when we look at stories like Kaylee Anthony, Natalie Holloway, and all the other missing people out there, we know that there are families, many of them, a lot more than what I've just mentioned, that are hurting, that are wanting answers. We have organizations like Texas EquiSearch. We have the people at Scared Monkeys and everyone out there that wants to do what they can to help find the missing. All we ask now is that maybe the government step forward and start helping some of these families. Start helping some of these nonprofit organizations that are doing the job that the government should be doing. Kaylee Anthony should be found by now. Answers should be made. Natalie Holloway should have been found a long time ago. But these stories keep continuing. It's good fodder for the 24/7 news people, the cable news people, but really it doesn't do much to help anyone. What's the next story going to be? I don't know, but all we can hope and pray for is answers for the Antonys, for the Holloways, and for anyone else out there that has a missing person. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.